Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is me, your host Wayne Klingman, with another show of, well, whatever you want to call this show. I call it Money and Water, and we're seeing right now. It's titled something else in Blog Talk Radio, but it is what it is. Anyway, today I'm coming to talk to you about the forum that was done in the Mount Pleasant Village Hall last night, sponsored by the Racine taxpayers and the Racine County Eye. It was quite the thing. I was unable to go because we had other commitments, and only having one car, it's kind of hard for the one car to be in two places at the same time. But I'm reporting to what you from a read of the paper, the comments that were made in the paper, and a phone call I got from a source close to the situation, Highway V. And to say the least, things are interesting. I think most of all, it was well attended, 50 people. It's not that bad. They could have had more of a turnout. But it is what it is. And I appreciate the fact that the Racine taxpayers and the Racine County Eye put this forum on, because only in forums can we decide what's going on. Only if in forums and attending them do we know what our political people are thinking and doing and seeing and talking about, right? Anyway, I'm sorry, I also have a source in my house who's updating me on some stuff, too. So this is going to be an interesting radio show, to say the least. And I appreciate my sources. I really, truly do. And anytime wants to come over here in person and talk to me, I certainly want to make that possible. And that's important that they can come here and have these conversations with me, right? Because that way I can ask them in detailed questions. They can answer me in a truthful way. We can do all this research together. It's a good thing. So I apologize if things at the beginning of the show were indeed confusing, but that's the way it is. You have to do these things in grassroots journalism, especially when you're doing live podcasting, because how else do you get the information out there, right? Absolutely. You may not like this show. Obviously, you're not listening to it if you don't like it, right? And people are. I can tell you people are. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that some of you have been most courteous and not freaking out because the show's been interrupted the way that it has. It's fact of the matter. But I appreciate you guys listening. Back to the forum. Again, forums are important. When we have an opportunity to them, and it concerns an issue that we care about, especially when it's up for elections that we can vote in, I think we have a duty responsibility as Americans, as people that live in this area, to go. Because it's up to us to vote the right people. And my idea of who the right person might be might not be the same idea what your idea might be. Definitely not the same idea that my dogs might think it might be. And only when we go and talk together, debate the issues, go to these forums and ask questions, participate, read the newspapers, hear the radio stations, read magazines and the like, right? Can we actually make the choices we need to make as voters? Right? Okay. Now, again, what amazes me to no end was the amount of interest this is getting. Having two sources, one talking to me on the phone, another one coming over to me at my home in person, discuss these things, is amazing. And I really, really, really appreciate that very much so. Very much, much, much so. I do indeed appreciate that. Now, it means to me, again, that things are really interesting, that people care about these issues, that people want to know what the hell is going on with these issues, that they want to go and have these things take place and vote accordingly. Now, well, the thing on Highway V might affect, in one level, only a few people. You know, the property owners on Highway V that might lose their property and get assessed and all that good stuff, right? But on the other hand, it speaks volumes about how things are done. The residents of Highway V, the ones I've talked to, and when I read the paper, most of the others I've not been able to talk to, think that basically they were given the short end of the stick. That things were done without their input. That things were done that they were told about. That information was told to them that was outright lies at the time they were spoken to. Wow. I mean, absolutely convinced of that. When you see what they have to say at the forum, and you hear about what they had to say at the forum and the like, yeah, that's the only conclusion I can come to. That's the only conclusion I can come to. Now, I think what will happen is that come the election, I think it's next week Tuesday, come the primary election next week Tuesday, some of the incumbents will be basically get the clue that they'll be out of office. That I think that some of the incumbents will simply lose in the primary. I think some of the incumbents will win in the primary, but fight, have a tough re-election campaign for the rest of the campaign. We'll see. We'll see. I could be wrong. I could be right. Don't know. But in any event, the problem is this. The problem is that the people are mad as hell. And also, I think that should this not be able to be fixed with an election, right? You throw, as they say, throw the bums out. I suspect what will happen is that lawyers will be hired to fight this in court. I think lawyers will be hired to fight this in court, even if the incumbents are thrown out, i.e. throw the bums out, takes place. I'm amazed that Mount Pleasant has already hired an attorney to pick the city's side, because I suspect that they know that a lawsuit is coming. And I'm wondering, too, if part of the lawsuit, part of having a lawyer at Mount Pleasant, the village of, will be so if the incumbents lose and new people take over, if they can force the actions to still take place, even if the people in Mount, even though the new people taking office in Mount Pleasant would agree with the Highway V people, as I like to call them, and say, no, this is a wrong idea. We don't want this. We're going to stop it. Wow. Could that actually take place? Could, in fact, a lawyer or a lawsuit force a municipality, in this case the village of Mount Pleasant, to go on with something that not only the residents but the new elected village board would not want to do? I don't know. I don't know. Could it happen? Legally, could it happen? Sure, of course. We have a court system with courts and appellate courts and Supreme Court, and they've been able to rule all kinds of things and force all kinds of actions, both at the state level, at the state level, and national levels, we all know. So I suspect, yeah, they could enforce and make this thing happen at Highway V, even though so many people wouldn't win it. I know. We'll see what happens, because in my opinion, this is for sure coming into court. Now, what's more interesting is what else is going to happen. Let's say, best possible worlds, in my opinion, best possible worlds would be in the primary next Tuesday, the incumbents lose. All the incumbents lose in the primary. So, if without a doubt, the new people in office will be Highway V residents or people who support the Highway V residents. What actions will the old office holders take? What actions will the people now in office take? What actions will the city or the village employees take to make sure this goes on? To delay them being able to stop this, to make sure that all the facts and matters might be well hidden? I don't know. I don't know. To me, this is so beyond me, I don't know where to begin. I don't know. Now, the guy that called me, my source that called me this morning, was interesting because he has his own theories, as we all do. I mean, he's entitled to his. And he was thinking that there's so much money to be made from this effort that they have no choice but to do whatever it is it takes to happen to make sure it has happened. He reports that I'm not driven out to see that as I say this on Friday the 12th at approximately quarter afternoon, that there's construction going on in Caledonia to make this happen. So Caledonia is betting that it will happen from Mount Pleasant, where a lot of people have done a lot of work and spent a lot of money for nothing. So we have that. We have the fact, too, that acreage, let's say use acreage, would be up for sale that a developer could buy, right, and start projects, say Kendall's. I like to talk about Kendall's. Let's say Kendall's. So that money would be at jeopardy. Because if my bet is I can buy, say, a farm for a couple hundred acres, and I can cut out this farm to a subdivision where I can have a couple of Kendall's, a shopping mall and stuff, and potentially make several million dollars or several hundred thousand dollars profit, several million dollars profit. And now, because a bunch of people in the election process can put a stamp to it, that would bother me a great deal. Yeah, but again, I'm a developer. I'm going to assume, for the sake of argument, that everybody involved in the situation in Mount Pleasant is as honest as the day is long. The best people in the world, and would definitely obey obey the will of the people that demonstrates itself in an election. I would hope so. I'm convinced the good people in Mount Pleasant are those type of people. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. My source this morning was absolutely thinking, no way in hell was that going to happen. No way in hell. In fact, he had a couple of pretty entertaining scenarios where papers would be burned, papers would be shredded, files would be lost, But that's him. That's my source. He likes doing those things, and he's pretty good at it. He's in fact, when you get him going, he's pretty funny, and it's always entertaining. Phone call or his entertaining visit because he likes to do that part of it. You know, it's always a good time. I appreciate, again, his phone call. Troubling thing is, what happens if he's right and I'm wrong? I don't know. What, in fact, will happen is only time will tell. See, no matter how we look at it, there will be a lawsuit. Because should the incumbents lose, and I hope that they do. I truly hope that they do, because I think from talking to Gail, who was on the show, I think that Highway B people were given a bill of goods. And if they have to go to court to stop it, I hope they go to court, and I hope they win, right? But that's a lawsuit. So say that the incumbents lose, the new people come to power, and they say, we're going to stop this now. That's a lawsuit, because people will sue that want to see this happen. Because sometimes, as we all know, too, you can't win in the ballot box, you go to court, right? And sometimes you go to court and you win, sometimes you go to court and lose. Because you have a court, then you can appeal. Then you can appeal the appeal. Could this could possibly make it to, State Supreme Court? If so, does it take 1 year? Does it take 2 years? Does it take 5 years? Does it take 10 years, right? In the meantime, will that construction go forward or will it stop? Let's say for fun, it takes 5 years. And let's say the Highway V people have to go to court to stop it. And let's say they simply get an injunction to stop the work until it's fought through the courts for 5 years. That's 5 years. That's developers chomping at the bit to get the land. Those are real estate people chomping at the bit to do the sales, right? That puts the homeowners in a bit of a pickle because they can't do anything in the land. Do they sell the land? Because they don't know what's going to happen to it. No, I'll tell you, the thing that upsets me to no end isn't so much this part of it, but when you go to the Journal Times today, let's do that here, because I'm going to quote to you accurately, word for word. It'll take a second for the page to load. I apologize. It is what it is. It's just amazing technology. Anyway, I'm going to read to you from today's Journal Times, which is dated today's date. The title of the article is Mount Pleasant Board Candidates Spar Over Highway V. Come on. I get so many pictures that the Journal Times thinks I want to see, and other stuff they want to put my page. I don't want to see any of it. I just want to read this part. So we're going to the view of the comments, and at this time, 12 comments. And now we have to wait till that loads. All right, here we go. From today's Journal Times, under the article, Mount Pleasant Board Candidates Spar Over Highway V, right? We read the comments from a Kathy's time. The idea of everyone in the county paying the Highway V project is ludicrous, period. It's called development in progress, period. Really? Development in progress? I think the people in Highway V don't think it's development in progress, Kathy. If you live there out there that's so happy with the potential that you may need to pay some money out of it there and also reap a huge benefit, look at the phone book for real there, period. Really, Kathy? Why do I think that Kathy herself might be a realtor or one of the developers or a person who's assuming this name, this handle, to make these statements, right? Again, this is only to show to you guys out there that people are hot on this issue on both sides, right? Going on, there's a lot of them, and I bet you would see investors snapping up your property as fast as they could see the huge potential for the property going up tenfold, period. No one is telling you need to stand Highway V, period. Wow. So Kathy is telling these farmers who might want to farm because that's what they want to do, they have a right to farm, they have a right to continue business when they can, right? that they want to continue to visit. So if they don't like it, they should move, right? After all, in this case, the elected officials at Mount Pleasant know best. Even though you and your neighbors have said, we don't like this idea, even though you've pestered them to stop it, you've went to meetings to try to stop it, you know, that some of them have even asked members of other elected offices to help them stop it. I understand, talking to Gail, who was on my show, that he's communicating with the boss. He's even communicating with the governor's office. But yet they've gotten no help, yet they want this thing stopped. Wow. Well. Going on. The board members of Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Racine County need to make hard decisions at times that may be uncomfortable for a few but benefit the many and community. These boards have experts. Let's step there. Experts. Who are these experts? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know who these experts are. Are they experts, say, who know what they're talking about? Or are they experts thinking, oh, my God, we can make some money here? Don't know. Picking up after the word, the experts, informing them that, and incite them to make reasonable, rational decisions. Really, the best for everyone, not to 15 to 20 people to scream and threaten a lawsuit because the board doesn't do what they think they should, period. I don't think the people at Highway V are threatening a lawsuit. I think they're going to carry it through. And we'll see what happens. There's lawsuits in Rinji area, very interesting, because there's something called discovery. All kinds of documents can be brought up during discovery. All kinds of people can be sued for discovery. And people can be subpoenaed. Maybe, God willing, the people in Highway V's lawyers, and they're expecting to have one soon, will get the idea of other people to bring in the lawsuit to get information from, to subpoena, to depose, might be the Racine County Economic Development people. If I was, in fact, the lawyer, if it was part of this lawsuit, that's what I would recommend. I think there's information there that wouldn't be helpful in this matter, to find out how the situation go to, right? Wow. She ends, after another paragraph, saying, Volt McCluskey and Cullen, I think that's the last name pronounced correctly, back in office and keep up their good works, period. The vast solid majority is closing behind the two of them. I think she's wrong. I think this will be hell of damnation come Tuesday. I think most of the people in Mount Pleasant don't like what's happening, definitely do not appreciate how it happened, and want to, quote, throw the bums up. That's what I personally feel. We'll find out on Tuesday if I'm right or not, right? Now, there's another 11 or so letters, right? Oh, here we go. Caledonia 20. Gee, Caledonia. Who does this water project from Up Highway V benefit? Oh, that's right. Tid 4 from Caledonia. So the Mount Pleasant people are going to run water and sewer through the properties, make the farmers benefit and like from it, and yet the primary beneficiaries from this project, as far as I can understand it, from my total 100% opinion and observation, is Caledonia Tid 4. So Caledonia says, and I quote, there must be someone in the low water in Highway V that makes people that crazy, period. Fact is, this is good for them, capitalized, period. The opponents like to use if a lot, period. Why? Question mark. Because they apparently don't understand the short or term benefits that they, capitalized, will receive, period. Really? So Caledonia 20 is saying that they know better than the property owners, people that want to keep their land, might want to continue farming, right? May want to pass their farm on to their sons, daughters, cousins, nephews, nieces, who knows? They're better off. They're better off. The farmer's better off if he's selling his land for a condo, say. Of course. Caledonia 20 knows best. After all, it's Caledonia 20. And Caledonia Tid 4 beneficiaries, obviously no better than support farmer who just might want to farm and give his farm down the line to his sons, grandsons. But you can't have that when you're blocking the way of development. And sadly, that's true. Sadly, there's a lot of people that feel that land should be used for the, quote, most beneficial purposes, in quotes. I've read articles, I expect you may have too, where people think that farmers should be able to farm. That if a farm can be turned over into, say, an apartment building, that's what it should be done for. If a farmer might be, say, raising pigs or chickens, and the people might live nearby, don't like that smell, they should be forced to give up that part of farming because, after all, the new people, right, even who they moved into that area long long after the farmer started farming, and perhaps has farmed for years as his father or grandfather has done before him, should give up that thing, because after all, the pleasing the people who are the richer people area buying into these subdivisions should come first. And that's a ridiculous concept, but that's a concept, sadly enough, I read too much about all the time. Wow. And again, it's as we get more letters, mostly in support of what's going on. A couple of guys, oh, here we go. From Whatever You Say, who put it up 4 hours ago, McCluxley says that no amount has been decided upon, period. Exactly the point, explanation point. Caledonia is digging large areas of highway V are blacked off and torn up in both villages, and Mount Pleasant hasn't figured out how they're going to pay for it yet, explanation mark. Why, question mark. Because they're trying to squeeze past this election law, the entire village know how badly it's taken its residents, period. The lawsuit is going to be from Caledonia. Next, the next lawsuit is going to be from Caledonia, period. Vote these columns out. What does he say that? I expect he's saying that because Caledonia will sue, I suspect, because they may not have a choice, and to force Mount Pleasant to do this project, because after all, Caledonia is going to benefit. Why would Caledonia, who in the right mind in Caledonia, given this gift, which I see as a gift, from Mount Pleasant, force you to do this? You know, God, this is going to be such an interesting lawsuit. Now, you might think I'm crazy, and perhaps I might, and we all should remember that this is a podcast of opinion and entertainment, a podcast of opinion and entertainment only, right? But I think a lot of entertainment will come with this lawsuit, because I think all kinds of interesting facts will come out. And for a minute, we should all go out today and make arrangements to rent the film Chinatown. Chinatown talks about water in L.A. And it owns River Valley a little bit, right? It's fascinating how that took place. Fascinating how things happened to ensure that the water from the Owens River was, in fact, set to Los Angeles and fucked the farmers of the Owens family. Because, after all, L.A. needed to expand. Same thing with Caledonia. Caledonia needs development to create the tax base needed to keep the government fat and happy. Same thing with Mount Pleasant. All governments need development, needs tax revenue to keep the government fat and happy, right? I have not yet seen too many government officials give up salaries. I've not seen too many government officials say, we can't afford me anymore in this job, I'm going to quit, or I'm going to donate my salary back, because I'm getting retirement from this anyway, I don't need this money. I'll donate it back to the city, the community I serve, because that's the kind of person I am. I've not seen too much of that. I don't think I'm going to see it from either Mount Pleasant or Caledonia. I don't. I might be wrong. Hope I am. But I don't think we'll see it. Anyway, let's turn down the show a bit. Best way to get hold of me is my email, which is wclingman@wi.r.com. Again, it's wclingman@wi.r.com. You want to email me and say I suck, or email me and say I rack. That's why it's cool, too. You can also email me and say, hey, Wayne, how can I support your efforts? Because you can, and I would appreciate it. Now, lastly, if you live in Mount Pleasant, please vote. Hell, if you live anywhere in the state of Wisconsin, anywhere where you might hear this podcast, and you have the ability to vote, please vote. If you have the ability to go to meetings like this, please go. If you have the ability to go to these meetings and ask questions, please do so. Because, again, as I stated at the beginning of the show, we have a duty and obligation to participate in our government so we, the people, can decide as voters what's going on, right? And get the best people involved that we can find into office. Now, sometimes our government doesn't have a choice other than bad choices. All of them suck pretty much, but they have to make them. Let's make sure we do our job as voters to make the best people we can find to take these jobs. That might mean we run for local office. We help Joe Blow from Kokomo run for office. Maybe it means that we need to give more people more of our time. Maybe we can throw in a couple of bucks, help them run for office. But it's up to us to put the pissed people in town into office whenever we can. Again, lastly, this is a show for entertainment and opinion, a show of opinion and entertainment only. Have a great day. Don't get lost. and there'll be more soon. Talk, y'all. Bye.